Welcome to the fourth episode of The Punsters. In today's episode, we have comedian Jimmy Calloway. Today's topics include nerd culture, dreams, a game of Jar Jar and Obi-Wan, and being caught having sex in public. So I hope you guys enjoy this.
That's our cue to start. Alrighty, guys. Welcome back to the Punsters. I'm Raul Zambrano.
I'm Brittany Herzbrenn.
I'm Jake Disherman.
And today we have special guest Jimmy Calloway, SD comic Jimmy Calloway. Thanks
Hello.
For coming, guy.
Thank Woo! You for having me, other guy.
Yeah, no problem, Aww. Guy.
I just want to say I like how you always go last, even though you were sitting between us. You're like, Brittany, you say your name next. Like, he knows.
I think we established, like, an order on the first episode, right?
The last three episodes we've done it the same order. Who knows how confused people would be.
Yeah, so, they'd be like, what? Yeah. What just happened?
Jake is just concerned for your listenership.
Yeah, as we established in the burner episode, our listeners could be very, very dumb.
Yeah,
that's what I assume.
I
think that's a safe assumption. Just,
yeah, I mean, you listen to it, so they kind of...
Boy, you really got me with it. I feel like an idiot now.
Good.
So, Jimmy.
Yes,
thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I enjoy being had.
This is super last minute, and I feel really bad about
not having our
shit together more, but we're very disorganized people.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. That absolutely fits in with my way of life.
We could have had all the time in the world, and tonight would have gone... Yeah. Exactly the same way. So
yeah. So then you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're good. Right? So we were in here for about 45 seconds. We were in this apartment, and that is how long it took for Brittany and Justin to shatter a beer bottle on the floor.
Yeah, I don't that even long, know huh? the people who. But well, now like, I do. But
it was hi. My name is Brittany. And then. Boom. Your kitchen is ruined.
Yeah. And it's not like just a beer bottle. It's a 22-ounce big Stella glass everywhere. Very loud. I wanted to run away.
Yeah, you still could.
Why didn't you? That's I know. It's never too late.
Because I knew you were outside and you would ask me what happened and
I'd find out anyway. Yeah. I came in and I was like, did something break?
Yeah, that's how loud it was. You heard it outside and downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know.
So what they know, you're fatty and you're clumsy.
A fat clumsy
you're
girl.
You're a fat clumsy girl.
Yeah.
I'm never going to post any pictures so people have no idea what you look like.
Girl walking just
Yeah, if you're fat, then I think we're all in trouble.
I know.
You're clearly
we're all
the
diabetic
most in shape
yeah.
person among us. I always love that when a chubby guy is making fun of a slightly less chubby guy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Like, well, you want to lose a couple pounds? Like, well, you lose 15, and then I'll lose 5.
Well, I work in a...
You sound like this has happened to
I am
you.
Fucking furious at one specific person. And I can't wait to zing him with that thing I just thought of right now.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Oh, God.
Well, I work in a comic book store, and as you might imagine, there's a lot of fat, out-of-shape guys in my day-to-day. No, I know, it's hard to believe. But, yeah, and a lot of them are... They have a strict no fat chicks policy. Or as I like to think of it, a no chicks policy. Which they adhere to completely. Hat's off to them.
That is my favorite type of nerd. Mm. Is like who doesn't take care of himself and then gets really mad when women don't take care of themselves.
Yes, it's something else.
Oh, God, I love this.
Well, and it actually still takes me by surprise because it's so absurd that I still go, what? You would be lucky to have a woman run you over with her car. Much less... A caress upon your cheek.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So, yeah. But, you know, at the same time, if you've reached that low point in your life, why not be judgmental of everybody? It's not like it's going to really affect your standing.
Right. It's not like that's their one hurdle to being just
right.
A
that's
pussy
the only
magnet.
Thing holding them back from a relationship. Is,
oh, God. Yeah.
Do you really think if these girls, these fatties, were to... aggressively try and fuck them, they would really not be down?
They would wet themselves first and then run and hide. I think that's my theory, but it's oddly enough never happened, so I have yet to test.
There's no
that
way
theory.
To find out.
There's really not.
We'll
it's
never
like a,
know.
It's a very Schrodinger's cat sort of a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean that's a very good question. I doubt it. Like they, I don't know. It's possible. I don't want to paint comic book collectors with that broad a brush, but they do have it coming. In a lot of ways.
Yeah, Well, all of nerd culture, whatever the fuck that means, has this really shitty interaction with women, I think.
Yeah, it's called being a man, mostly, I think.
Honestly, you're not describing anything that's different from any other type of man that I've encountered.
It is. I mean, well, nerd type stuff does tend to be male-centric, I think. And again, that's nothing new, I guess, to anything, but I think there's something in particular about comic books or what have you that attracts a certain type of dude that's not very socially adept.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe it's just, it's comic books and video games and sci-fi and fantasy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about those things that attracts socially awkward people, but they definitely do.
Well, I think it might, I mean, I think it's mostly and pretty simply just that it's a world, like a sort of fantasy world where everything's not socially awkward and there are distinct rules and everything's not all mundane. I mean, that was certainly my attraction as a socially
They've
awkward
They've
escaped
lad. Into that as their world and kind of ignored the world that they actually live in. Yeah.
And sadly, few of us, I shouldn't say them because I'm certainly in the same boat, but few of us managed to, you know, crawl our way back out of it. But, yeah.
You certainly seem socially acceptable.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. But you've known me for about 10 minutes. No, you're probably right. I mean, I would tend to agree. I mean, with some of the guys that I work with or that are customers, you know, I'm definitely a fucking screen idol compared to those guys.
Yeah, every once in a while, you feel socially awkward sometimes.
Sure.
You're like, oh, it's hard to talk to strangers. And then you meet somebody.
Right.
Well, I don't want to get into names because we're in comedy.
No, let's not do.
But there are people that I will meet, and I'm like, how do you, like, live your life?
Yeah, it's something, isn't it?
You're such a weirdo, and not in a good way. You're a weirdo in the worst way, where you don't know how to speak to people.
Yeah.
And, like, you think weird things are going to connect with people.
Yes.
I guess I should tell the story of
The
guy at the American Comedy Company, right? That's what I'm thinking of.
I think if you're thinking of what I'm thinking, it was at the Palace.
Yeah.
Do I know?
I know exactly what both of you guys are talking about.
Well, tell the story. Our listeners are tired of you pussy
putting
around.
They're on the edge of their seats.
Oh, God, yeah. It's so exciting.
I certainly am.
I was at the Comedy Palace one time. I did a set. I got off. I was outside on the patio talking to...
Let me tell the story.
Why don't you wait for me to tell the fucking story before you start laughing about it?
I don't think there's need for language,
Jake.
That's
what I'm thinking of. I love it.
Tell the gosh darn story before you start laughing about it.
Okay.
Much better.
I believe I was talking to Jimmy and probably Bryant.
Yes, and Bryant.
We were outside, and a man I had never met before came up to me, didn't tell me his name. He said, hey, great set. That was very funny. I said, thank you. It's a very nice thing to say. And he said, were you high? And I said... No,
if he had left it there, that would have been like
I was not insulted.
Still kind
by
of
that.
Offensive.
Still, but not nearly as offensive as it got.
I was not insulted by that, but no. I was just kind of like
it's a little
presumptuous,
familiar to ask something
a
like
touch
that.
Presumptuous, yes. But not unforgivable.
No,
I said no, and then he felt the need to explain why he had asked me that. He said, "Oh, well, I just assumed because you looked retarded." My name's Jake, by the way.
That's his way of introducing himself.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention his name, but yeah, I was sort of taken aback by that.
I think we all were, yeah.
And then he said it again, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, no, I wasn't high. I didn't know what the follow-up to that should be.
Yeah, you did. That's the last thing you expect a total stranger to say to you.
Yeah.
Unless you're me. But, yeah. And then you went, no? And then, just in the course, he's like, oh, yeah, because I thought, like, the way
you just seemed so retarded.
You just seemed retarded.
Said it twice.
And I don't think...
In case you didn't hear me the first time, I really fucking think you're retarded.
I want to make this as clear as I can.
You're a retard. You're a retard.
I don't know if it's Down syndrome. I don't know if it's Asperger's. I don't know if it's autism.
Fetal alcohol syndrome.
Asperger's type of autism. So that might be it.
I don't even think he knows there's types. They're all just retarded.
No, he didn't actually say this. This is me.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, he was thinking of
your character is wrong.
The character of this guy. What an idiot that guy is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I will say, not in defense, but just to sort of play devil's...
In defense, you are retarded, so...
To be devil's advocate, the point is,
he didn't know that.
No. And, I mean, yeah, that was clearly... But it didn't... It still doesn't seem like he did it to be vindictive or something like that. Absolutely it was not. Just completely... Yeah, he doesn't... The theory I have with this particular individual...
He is so not aware of anything.
He's just completely unaware.
Yeah.
And I don't know... Because I've not had any... He's never been anything but nice to me. This phantom stranger that we keep discussing.
He's not even a real person.
But, yeah, he's Yeah, he's my Tyler Durden. It's actually... but there's been other instances where people are like, I think he's going to get his ass kicked. Like, just because he says things without thinking them through.
But no, you're totally right. He did not seem malevolent
at
all. 0%
Far
being
from
mean.
It. Yeah.
He, I don't know what...
Doesn't make it any easier to go down, though, does it?
No. It's not like, oh, he was being nice when he called me retarded. Feels a lot better now.
Yeah.
It was just...
Did you change your stage persona at all? Or were you thinking about, like, what did I do that seemed so retarded?
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember that set very well. I don't know if you saw it.
No, I got there late, I believe. So I didn't see it then.
I've never seen you
Were you wearing a helmet or drooling at all?
Maybe. It was a while ago.
Yeah. I've never seen you perform and been like, you know what Jake reminds me of? I'm a mentally handicapped person right now.
Yeah.
Well, you're sweet to say that.
That's about the nicest thing I can say about it. But
yeah, no, it's tough to watch, but it doesn't seem retarded, right?
Raul's been really quiet this whole time.
I don't want to break the news to him, that's all.
You know.
If I was smarter, I would have picked up on what you just said and it would have made sense to me. But
can't put it together for some reason. Weird.
That fucking guy.
What comic book store do you work at?
I work at San Diego Comics, which is at 6937 El Cajon Boulevard. Come on down.
Shout
Free
out.
Hot dogs and balloons for mom. that's the comic book store we're at. It's over in the college area.
Yeah.
And I've been working there part-time since 2005, but this year recently I became more full-time. Although I am scaling back. I'm now going to have Fridays off, so I'll be there 4 days a week rather than five.
Are you scaling back because of comedy?
Somewhat, yeah. And just so I have more time to write and stuff.
I think you're very funny.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I saw you at the ACC. Your perpetual motion joke was really funny.
That is a popular one.
It's very clever.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm blushing now.
Yeah. Can you,
getting picked up on the mic, my blushing?
Yeah.
I guess I have a habit of saying nice things and making people uncomfortable. Jeffrey Berner was like, stop.
What are you doing?
Berner's generally uncomfortable,
period.
No, I'm not uncomfortable with it. That's very, very nice of you to say.
Go on. Yeah.
Let's hear some more.
That's
the world's worst interview.
That's all I got. Yeah.
What are your favorite jokes of mine?
I thought that's what we were here to discuss.
Oh, boy. That joke about the Legos? That's a good one.
I don't remember. The one that you tried to write for me?
Yeah. No, you wrote a joke, and then I texted you basically the same joke.
Different version of it, yeah.
I'm like, hey, do you think maybe you could just tell that with a different punchline?
One that I wrote?
Right, yeah. You still could. You should.
I still could. I could.
Anything could happen. There's nothing stopping you
but
from
it
doing
it. Probably won't.
No, I don't blame you.
No, me neither.
All right.
I wanted to ask you guys, this is totally off topic, but I was listening to a different podcast today and someone asked somebody this. So I was curious because I'd never asked you guys this before and I know a lot about you guys.
Way too much setup for this question.
Okay. I'm still going to ask it.
Right.
Have you guys ever had a gay dream?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want, like, several?
Or? Oh, yeah. In the course of my life?
Yeah.
Yeah, several.
Cool. What about you guys?
I don't know how cool it is, but...
Well, I just...
Radical.
It's not cool.
Do you remember the specifics?
No, I don't. I don't really... I don't tend to remember the specifics of my dreams in general.
Mm-hmm. And I know this, but just for our listeners, you are not gay yourself.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, right.
But, I think like any straight guy, I do have tendencies. I'm probably pretty gay for a straight dude. But...
Is that an Offspring song?
Yeah, it was the B-side of that one. No, and what's weird, because I remember when they first started teaching us sex ed in like fifth grade, I guess it was, and they approached the concept of wet dreams, I went, that sounds terrific.
I would like to have one.
It's an orgasm with no work on my part. Yeah. Right. I can sleep right through it. And I think I've only had, like, when I was younger, I had two or three wet dreams, and one of them was gay, and that was really disturbing when I woke up, because I was 15.
Yeah. So
I'm even more confused.
I don't know how to deal with this.
But, no, yeah, at this point, yeah, I have gay dreams every now and again.
Do you get uncomfortable when you wake up?
Not really. Not any more uncomfortable than I do with anything else that I... Often, like even the... it's fairly rare that I wake up, like, frightened. But it's often that I wake up like, well, that was fucking weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh. I'll try not to, like, I'll start to fall back asleep and try to keep myself from doing it because I don't want the dream to come back. But, yeah, it happens. It's not like a thing.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Not that I can remember. I mean, it's totally possible that it's happened. Because I almost never remember my dreams. Like, yeah. Something really shocking has to happen in order for me to remember it past, 5 minutes after I wake up. So I'm going to say probably. That's my answer.
Pretty good odds.
I think I had a gay dream about John Hamm. Which is completely understandable.
That's, I mean, blame you.
Come on, you know?
That's a standard.
Every kind of dream about John
Hamm.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, so that's, I think.
And
I think,
you definitely didn't feel uncomfortable about
oh,
that.
Oh, no, I woke up and I was like, that sounds about right.
I feel more comfortable now just having heard that.
Yeah.
At least your subconscious has good taste.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Well, no.
Were yours usually famous people?
No, actually, they were often friends of mine.
Oh, really?
Which is weird.
That would make me feel weird.
Name who they are, so they know.
Well, it's nobody that I'm friends with. I do remember it was a couple of coworkers from years ago. I know I had. Like, one of them was my roommate at the time as well. And they would be weird. Where they had female parts, but they were clearly these dudes.
Oh, really?
So I don't know if that's not gay.
Maybe
is it?
Like
they had vaginas. It's not gay.
Yeah, no.
But
is there anything straighter than that?
I don't think so.
Fucking a man with a vagina?
No. And then we watch a John Wayne movie.
That's pretty straight.
Sounds really, really masculine.
Yeah. While drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
And yeah, naturally, I don't think I divulged these dreams to those guys.
Good but, move.
Yeah. Hey, roommate, you want to know what I just had a dream about?
Yeah, I've got my moments.
Yeah, they say honesty is the best policy.
I don't agree with that at all.
Not always true.
No.
Yeah.
Almost never true, in fact.
Not even generally true.
I don't think I've ever had I'm pretty sure I've never had a lesbian dream, but I had a dream once that I saw one of my friends, who I will not name, I saw her eating someone out in a movie theater, and it was really weird because I remember a lot of my dreams and I remember a lot of details about a lot of my dreams. And I remember the vagina was like this huge gaping thing with teeth.
It was a vagina monster?
Was the movie Return of the Jedi?
Was Boba Fett falling into it?
No. Yeah, but I don't know. She didn't seem scared of it, that's for certain. But I just remember waking up and feeling really gross about it. I don't know why, but it was, I mean, it's gross. So, it was weird.
I mean, Sarlaccs are pretty dangerous.
They are. I think I've had a vagina dentata dream before.
Really?
Yeah. I think when I first read that phrase and found out what it meant, and then I think later that night, I had a similar dream.
Did you see the movie Teeth?
I did not, but I remember when that came out. And I thought, it's about time somebody tackled that subject.
Right?
It's been far too long that Hollywood has ignored
this. That movie's so funny.
I would imagine it's high camp for sure.
Yeah,
Do you think it's hard for the star of that movie to get guys to have sex with her?
No.
I doubt it. In fact, I bet you she's got to turn guys away.
Yeah.
Do you know who was that? I mean, it was generally not like
a star-studded cast. I think she was cute. I think she was cute.
I've never seen.
I mean, a lot of people wanted to rape her, so she must have been
for a reason. I'm sure there's a lot of people who have a teeth fetish, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
So, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. There's a lot of weirdos out there.
I feel like our friend Ricky would be into that.
Oh, hell yeah. That's true. God.
He should be a guest on the podcast.
I don't know if people are ready for that, but yeah.
But meanwhile, we have our guest Jimmy Calloway, so let's talk about him.
Let's talk about other guests we could have on the show while he's
here. I think Ricky sounds great.
He's great. I'm
excited to hear that episode.
He's never going to listen to this, but he'd be pleased to hear it. I'll let him know you said
please
that.
Please do. Pass along my warmest wishes.
Okay. Do you guys remember a dream at all that you've had where you woke up and it was like thank God that was a dream.
Yeah, I have dreams. Like, one of the very few recurring dreams that I have. I have two that happen to me, like, once a year. One is that my brakes don't work.
Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of common.
It is, but the weird, like, my reaction to it in the dream is I'm not scared, I'm just frustrated. I'm like, yeah.
Jeez, not again.
This,
here
I
go
turn
off the Coronado Bridge.
Yeah, it's so strange. I'm like, can't believe this shit. The other one is I often dream that I wake up and I'm back in elementary school, and my entire life up until that point has been a dream.
That's weird.
It's very 12 Monkeys, yeah.
Yeah, it's, but it's not even like scary or anything. It's just like, oh, that's odd.
That would be something.
I need to turn this around.
What a detailed dream I've been having for the past 20 years or so.
It's like Jacob's Ladder. Jacob!
Yeah, the movie was about me. I don't know if you...
Oh, it all makes sense now.
I'm actually dead.
You look exactly like Tim Robbins.
Thank you.
He's really old.
Well, that's
yeah,
not
I get that
I
a lot.
Not when he made Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah.
He was still...
I've never seen it.
It's really good. I just spoiled the ending if you were listening, but...
No, don't
listen. I often don't listen when you talk.
Don't listen to Jake.
Good thing we have a podcast together now.
I've had this dream a couple times where I have four boobs, and two of them are, like, on my sides, below my armpits, and it's, like, it's the worst.
Seems uncomfortable.
I swear to God, every time I wake up from that dream, I could... like cry tears of joy that it's not real. It's the most horrifying dream to have.
Two are already almost too much to handle.
Yeah,
and I'm sure somewhere there's a guy who would be really excited about it. But
some guy just got really happy listening to this.
Yeah.
I want you to know this.
For what did we say? For everything there is, there's someone who's into it.
Yeah, exactly.
For everything, there's somebody that's into that thing.
Yeah.
Which is really a pity.
We can't really find a more eloquent way to say it, but.
Now that I think about it, I used to have this dream where, like, I was, like, I'd be running, and there would be, like, this short, like, Donald Duck-looking thing that was chasing me with a knife.
I wish I could do a Donald Duck impression.
Yeah, no, that thing was terrifying, and it would chase me everywhere, and eventually I would get stabbed. And I would just bleed out.
Yeah, like super.
And then I would wake up and like, what the fuck? And it would happen like at least like once a month for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was
weird.
I feel like I have about five more dreams that I could talk about, but I don't know.
One last
we don't need to.
People are getting bored of this, I'm sure.
Yeah, the whole show.
Yeah. I find it interesting.
Welcome to Dream Talk.
I find dreams more interesting than most people seem to find them. Most people are like, super bored with
that. The fuck what you're dreaming.
I'm not like, I mean, this discussion is fine, but I've actually, I didn't break up with a girl because she wouldn't stop talking about her dreams, but that was one of the things that got up, because every morning she'd wake up and tell me about it with this conviction, and like, as though it was, and she would look at me as though like, right? And I was
feel
like,
feel what I'm feeling.
No, it doesn't, nobody cares. It doesn't make any sense.
She's one of those people that believe that dreams had like some sort of
yes.
prophetic
and
spiritual.
That's not like crazy, but it was like every single
thing. It is wrong,
thing,
though.
It's not, not a prophetic sort of way. I mean, it can be, I do believe it's, dreams are like some sort of, there can be some sort of subconscious.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so when your teeth fall out, that means you said something you wish you didn't say. Like you.
No, is that what that means? I thought teeth falling out meant like impotence or something like that. Not that I've been looking up impotence. I want you guys to know that, or teeth falling out dreams.
Anyway, I've read. People equate a lot of different meanings to a lot of. That's why I don't really buy into it. But
sure. There's. It's not uninteresting to think about, but it is an every morning thing.
I totally get that.
It would really start to get on my nerves after a while.
Yeah.
Pretty much any discussion I have multiple times.
Yeah, that's true, too.
It bores me immediately.
Sure.
There are a lot of people, some of whom may listen to this podcast, who, because my name is Jake, always refer to me as Jake from State Farm.
Why would anybody do
that? I don't even think that's funny.
Jenny, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Brittany, thank you so much.
Well, the commercial came on the other day, and they were like, Jake, it's you. And I was like, I love making fun of Jake as much as the next person, but I just don't.
That seems
it's
like a bit
not
of a,
mean
a
enough.
It's not mean. The commercial's not funny. I mean, it's not that funny. The only thing we have in common is that our name is Jake.
But you have that in common with about hundreds of thousands of people.
What do they say when Donnie Darko comes on?
They don't mention it.
No? Yeah. That would have been better.
My thing is, like, why not? Why that Jake and not Jake Gyllenhaal? Or Jake the Snake Roberts?
Oh, yeah, even.
Or Jacob from the Bible? Why is this specific Jake? And it's not even like one group of people.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
I don't either, really.
I haven't watched, since I have a DVR now, I don't even have to watch TV commercials anymore. Isn't the future
What are they,
great?
Poor?
It is.
Yeah, are they poor people that you're hanging out with, Jake?
Maybe that's your problem. They can't fast forward their TV through commercials.
Right?
You're right.
Maybe you're not hanging out with the right class of people.
You get more yuppie type friends. That's my problem.
Yeah. The elite DVR group, man. Yeah. How do you get into that?
The upper 1% of people who can afford
DVR. It's not easy, but I got to tell you, it's worth it.
Yeah, it is. You know what?
Do you also own a horse? Live well.
I do. I rode my polo pony over here.
Where were the other day?
Came straight from the club.
Buy yourself a horse. Who was that, you?
Do we have to explain that now?
I guess you probably should. It's not going to be as funny. But.
You bring it up and like, well, now you have to explain it.
Yeah.
It's not funny. It's on you.
Nah, let's move on.
Okay.
Oh, we should play the game.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to explain this game to both Jimmy and the listening audience. This is a game called...
On behalf of the listening audience, I thank you, Jake.
Oh, you're so welcome. Nobody ever thanks me for explaining things.
Because, like, you explain them in such a condescending way that anybody regrets asking for an explanation.
That's just how Jake's voice sounds, because he's retarded.
All right. We don't have to play this shit if you guys are going to be like this.
No, please explain.
See, look what you've done.
Okay, so the game is, who's the Obi-Wan and who's the Jar Jar? Now, I don't know if you've heard of Star Wars.
It rings a bell.
Lasers, there's a guy with a hand, he loses his hand.
Right.
We'll get into it later. So in the Star Wars universe.
Is that Marlon Brando? Isn't that one?
He might be in it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it in a while. There is a character called Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps you've heard of him. And he is the mentor of the main character, Luke Skywalker. He's the older, wiser person, and his role is to sort of guide him, give him advice, see him through his trials. Mm-hmm. Very interesting character. There's also a character known as Jar Jar Binks, mm-hmm. who ruined movies forever. Mm-hmm. Is
that it? He doesn't get a more specific role like Obi-Wan Kenobi does?
He is a humanoid fish monster who is also somehow a racist caricature.
Uh-huh.
He's the most irritating and useless character in all of fiction, perhaps.
Okay.
So the idea of the game is pretty much every movie has those two archetypes.
Uh-huh.
There's at least one character that's like older, providing guidance, a mentor.
Sure.
To
our heroes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And there's at least one character who is dumb and annoying and useless.
Okay.
So our task is to choose an Obi-Wan and a Jar Jar from whatever movie we choose.
Mm-hmm.
And then we each make our case for who we think the Obi-Wan and who we think the Jar Jar is.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Jimmy Calloway,
yes,
you decide the winner.
Okay. Well, it's a lot of responsibility, but I think I'm up for it.
Cool.
I'm honored that you would ask me to do this, the three of you. Seriously.
Well, we trust you.
Well, you might regret that later, but for now, let's just roll with it, shall we?
All right. I think we should start. Maybe let's start with the Jar Jar.
Yeah,
well, we should start by telling people what movie we're doing first, which is The Avengers.
The Avengers.
Yeah.
Which you may have heard of.
There are a lot of characters. A lot of people have seen this movie. It's a perfect first movie to pick.
Yeah.
No, you're right. We nailed it. I'm not saying we didn't nail it. We nailed it. Okay. You can go first.
Good, because your guys' arguments are going to be so much more detailed than mine. Okay. So for my Obi-Wan, I pick...
We should probably do the Jar Jar first.
Okay.
We'll each do a Jar Jar, and then we'll each do an Obi-Wan.
Okay, my Jar Jar is the Hulk,
uh-huh.
Which I know a lot of people might disagree with.
Interesting choice.
He's a doctor, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Bruce Banner
is a doctor.
Can I argue them as separate individuals?
I would allow that, yes.
Okay.
As impartial judge.
He has no control over what he does. Pretty much whatsoever. He just goes around destroying things. He's completely ruined. I don't know his name as a human.
Bruce Banner.
His life.
Mm-hmm.
He's terrified of turning into the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
He's just smashing. I mean, it's very
helpful. Hulk smash.
Yeah, Hulk smash. He can barely say two words. Yeah.
Terrible grammar.
Pretty much. I mean, I know that in some cases it's been helpful, but really it's just a bunch of I'm the Hulk. Okay, that's my argument.
That was a really good impression.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. It was a great, solid spot impression. On. Yeah.
So we're done with that?
Yes.
Okay. I chose Scarlett Johansson's character, Black Widow.
Mm. I had a feeling you might.
Because I'm a sexist?
She's a woman.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so first of all, she's a woman. What is that about?
You can't pick him now.
I can't what?
You can't pick him now? That's like supporting and saying you don't like women.
Yes. Oh, well, obviously.
Yeah. Don't even listen to
I've basically already won.
Yeah.
She's the only woman in this room. Of course, I'm going to be like, yes, whatever you say. Whatever you say.
This is great. I think I'm going to win.
All right, Black Widow.
But remember the gay dreams. Wouldn't put all your eggs in that basket quite yet.
Jake has very pretty eyes.
Thank you.
That's not untrue.
Well, thank you.
You have shit eyes. Mm. Fuck you.
You're the one with brown eyes.
Okay.
Okay.
State your case, you
Black Widow.
Chauvinist pig.
First of all, what is Black Widow's superpower? She can use guns. Mm-hmm. You know who else can use guns? Fucking everyone. Everybody can use a gun. Everyone can shoot. I could shoot.
Could you?
I could.
You think you could hit a target?
You think you've got what it takes to be an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm saying I'm better than the Avengers. All
right.
That's my case.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson is only in this movie because she is attractive. Mm-hmm. She's physically fit.
But her character existed outside of Scarlett Johansson.
We're talking about the movie.
Okay.
Do we want to go into comic
book
knowledge?
No, we can stay with
it. Is that what you want to do?
Okay, okay, I'm sorry.
We're talking about the movie.
All right.
So, she is a basically useless character. She doesn't do anything to progress the story. She's in the beginning getting tied up, and clearly she's about to be raped by some Russian guys. And then it happens that she beats them up because she's sexy. Right? That's basically her character.
I think she's not an ugly broad, but then who would have wanted to have raped her then?
Oh, that's a great point.
Weird grammar that just came
no
out.
One rapes
who would have wanted
girls.
To have raped her? That is my case for why right. Black Widow.
Fair enough.
Is Jar Jar.
You have been heard.
All right. Raul. So, you know what character I hate seeing on screen is Captain America.
Because he hates America, so you can't choose.
He's unpatriotic.
You can't choose this guy either.
No. Here, listen to me. Okay. So. What exactly did Captain America do the whole movie? Like, okay, so let me list them. Okay.
He was handsome.
He was handsome, sure. Okay, I'll give him that. Did he beat up one of the big arch nemesis? All he did was take out the little goons. He couldn't even on the helicopter or the helicarrier. He couldn't even take out that one guy with the gun. Like, he was trying to help, Tony fix that little fan thing,
you
and then he
know
couldn't
why?
Even.
Because guns are awesome, hear. Which totally goes against Jake's argument for. Black Widow.
No, guns are great.
Yeah.
But
yeah. If Captain America
so, can very user friendly.
Yeah. Guns can overpower Captain America apparently now.
Uh-huh.
You know? And another thing is kinda like why was he picked for the Avengers leader? Like what experience does he have? Thor has been in more epic war battles and yet for some reason they're like, oh no, you? Yeah, you'll lead us.
He's
no, fuck
the,
that.
He's
done nothing.
Thor's the oldest.
I think technically
Thor's the oldest. And Thor should have been the leader.
As an immortal.
Captain
also
America
the
did
handsome.
Nothing.
No, not even.
Thing.
Do you want to argue
he's
that?
Let's pause the podcast. You think that Thor is less attractive than Captain America?
I'm not. You said most attractive out of the movie, I thought, because I don't agree with that at all.
Who's more attractive than Thor?
Robert Downey Jr., hands down.
Hands down?
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll have to
I actually really like Mark Ruffalo, too.
We'll have to put a pin in that and return to it after this game is over, because I have some thoughts. Because
I'm going to beat the shit out of you. So my Obi-Wan is Iron Man, because...
He's the handsomest.
He is the most handsome, but that is not why I picked him. He's the most clever. He is actually the funny one in the movie. He provides a lot of comic relief.
That's true.
Tony Stark is a self-made superhero. A lot of the other people who are superheroes in this movie are superheroes by chance, or something happened to them. Thor is a god. He didn't make himself a god. Tony Stark is a genius. He built the Iron Man costume. He did everything himself.
It's kind of demeaning to call it a costume.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. the what would you
suit
call? The yeah. suit
suit of armor.
Yeah, and he's amazing. Is that I don't even think there's a lot more that needs to be said about it.
He's also a drunk, and
you'll have your time, sir, counselor.
Because I got some stuff to say to that, Raul.
Are you done with your?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You are champing at the bit for this.
The Obi-Wan is Nick Fury. There is no argument. It's Nick Fury. He's older than all of the heroes. He has an eye patch.
Mm-hmm. Poor vision. Just saying.
Yeah, he can't really fight compared to, say, Iron Man or Thor. But he has the experience. He's been leading S.H.I.E.L.D. for many years. Mm-hmm. He's the one that brought them all together in the first place. Mm-hmm. He lays out their mission for them. He provides guidance for them.
He can't do it himself.
That's the whole point of being an Obi-Wan. Is he's not the hero. He's not the hero. He's behind the hero. He's their mentor.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan I picked was... his name's Agent Cole, I think? Agent Coleman?
Mm-hmm. Coulson.
Coulson, that's what it was. Definitely. See, Agent Coulson...
No research.
What? All right, so Agent Coulson is actually... I feel like he was the guy who brought everyone together, not Nick Fury. At the end of the credits, you know, Coulson makes an appearance in every single Marvel movie. Mm-hmm. You know, he collects them all. He's the person, you know, backing the Avengers, essentially. And at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, he kind of dies. Which, you know, mm-hmm. who else dies in the movie? Obi-Wan. Good connection,
yeah, that's
right?
That's an interesting point, yeah.
Yeah, so, boom.
Are we on to rebuttals now?
Oh, he is ready. Jake's been waiting on this all day.
Honestly, I feel like I've already rebutted a lot of things that you guys said.
That's
so
true.
I'll just be respectful and let you guys go.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Points okay. for her for being respectful.
To your point about Agent Coulson being the one that really brought them together, who does Agent Coulson work for?
Yeah,
Nick motherfucking Fury. That's who Agent Coulson works for. He wouldn't have done any of that if it weren't for Nick Fury. Nick Fury is the glue that holds the team together. Also, Hulk being the Jar Jar? Clearly no. Do you know how many enemies he took down? So many. Several. He was the first one to kill one of those giant sky worm things. I don't know what those are. He was the first one to kill one of those because he's a fucking badass.
I'm not saying he never killed anyone.
Also, you said that he can't control it. Perhaps you don't remember the moment in the movie where he says, "What's your secret?" "My secret is I'm always angry." Mm-hmm. He has total control over that shit.
Nah.
What do you mean, no? Do you want to watch the movie? I remember that part.
I think that's open to complete interpretation, and you're just really grasping at straws, Jake.
Mm. We'll leave that to the judge to decide.
I suppose we will. When is he getting here? Oh, it's me. Okay.
Raouli?
You know what? I'm so confident in my picks that I think I don't even need to rebuttal.
I think it's pretty much I think it's pretty much between me and Jake, so I think you might want to
<We'll> see.
Oh, is it my okay? Yeah, the floor is to me. Well, first to address this Jar Jar Binks issue, I don't think the Avengers has a clear front runner as Jar Jar Binks. I mean, you know, the Star Wars franchise didn't even have one of those until the late 90s.
Well,
so,
Ewoks.
If it weren't for the Ewoks, the Rebellion never would have won the Battle of Endor. So,
okay,
we're
going to
have to
smash some logs into an AT-AT. Yes. We can talk about this later.
Yes, we can.
And we will, at length.
The Hulk is close, as it turns out. Not quite, but, I mean, he is kind of the wild card that Loki uses when they have him imprisoned to make good his escape by angering Bruce Banner to the point where he...
I forgot about
him. Yeah, becomes the Hulk. He almost kills the Black Widow. He does a lot of destruction to the Helicarrier, and Loki does escape. So yeah, there is an argument to be made that the Hulk does fill that role.
Probably the most right.
Probably,
argument.
But not as it turns out. But I'll get back to that. And then, yeah, the Black Widow thing, dude, that's just plain old sexist.
Well.
The Black Widow is a very, and I thought that for once, because the Black Widow in the comics has always been, well-rendered as, like, a strong female character, especially for the time when she was first introduced. mm-hmm. and even more so as time went on. We aren't talking about the comic books, though. We are talking about movies. But I, even since she was introduced in Iron Man 2, I always thought they did a really good job with making her more than just a pretty face. She's, you know, a highly skilled and trained agent for S.H.I.E.L.D., formerly for... I don't know if in the movies she used to work for the Soviets, but I know in the comics she used to.
They alluded to it.
I think they make some allusion to that. And then Captain America, Raul, he's the face. That's exactly what he is. He's the flag. He's the unity, the glue,
like
if you will.
The American flag.
Exactly. The country that you hate so much.
Down with America!
Now, I'm afraid the three of you are completely wrong. Hawkeye is the Jar Jar.
But
Hawkeye.
If you had to choose between the three.
I don't have to. It's just simply the way of things. Hawkeye and Stellar Skarsgård's character, if you'll recall, very early on, are taking under Loki's power and forced to work for him. So Hawkeye is actually working at cross purposes of the Avengers for the first act of the movie, really. Mm-hmm. So through no fault of his own. And I mean, in Hawkeye, not unlike the Black Widow, does not actually have any superpowers or not even an armor.
Aren't they kind of in love, or they kind of imply that?
I think they're giving that a thing. I mean, in the comics, that's only recently become the case. Because the thing is, with these movies, as popular as they're getting, they're starting to write the comics to fall more in line with that. Like, Agent Coulson was never a character in
that's
the comics.
That's kind of frustrating,
until,
isn't it? I would be frustrated by that.
If I were still in high school, I probably would
have
livid.
I'd have
but
a lot of
the
feelings
point
about
where I'm
that.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I don't really. And if they handle it well, and it's not, cool. I don't think we have time to get into it here. But Nick Fury in the we don't have time to get into this. We'll be here all night. So going now into
Obi-Wan.
I'll start with our whole. What was your Obi-Wan again?
My Obi-Wan was Agent Coulson.
That's a silver medal try, but I'm afraid. Because Coulson is more of like, he himself almost represents the call to action by dying. And then according to, I have not caught up on the television program Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I've only seen the first two, the DVR I mentioned earlier.
Is that supposed to be a prequel?
The rest of them. No, it's actually, it takes place after the events of Marvel's The Avengers.
Like I said,
I've only watched the first two episodes, so hopefully I'm not spoiling this for anyone out there, but they make allusion, and I kind of thought they might do this. There's a thing in the comics in the Marvel Universe called a life model decoy, so it's likely that he thinks he's Agent Coulson, and he was technically dead, but then they were able to resuscitate him, but it was necessary to get the Avengers together, hence their name. Because in the comic books, the name doesn't even make any sense. They're like, let's call ourselves the Avengers. But there was nothing they were really avenging. It just sounded good. So in the movie, I thought that was a good way to go
Avengers
about
death.
It. Yeah. And so that's close. And then yours was Iron Man, which is also close. Iron Man was the first in this series of films, if I'm not mistaken. So in his technology and everything... it was definitely a genesis to a lot of this stuff. And as I understand
it,
he's a super genius, scientifically speaking. But I'm afraid this round goes to Jacob. Nick Fury is indeed the Obi-Wan of the Avengers film.
Yeah, Nick Fury.
He is the one through different. I mean, because Black Widow is the one who gets the Hulk to come on board. There's different people, but it's Nick Fury is holding the strings, and he's the one fending off Powers Booth and the other shadowy characters, like they're senators or something like that, and they're fighting him, and he's the one pushing for this Avengers initiative. So he's the one who's really the mentor to this whole team. So that definitely is Jake.
And that would have been who you would have picked as well.
Oh, indeed. Yeah.
Slam dunk, motherfuckers.
Well,
let's review the score.
Let's not.
One?
Unsportsmanlike conduct there.
How many points? Well, would it be fun if I was just like, well, good game?
I didn't realize there was a sports system or a score, like a point system like that.
Yeah, well, I got a touchdown.
Okay.
So.
Super.
That's a certain
it's cute
amount of points.
Jake's trying to ground this into a less nerdy thing.
I
like
guess
athletics.
You won more than either of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what I meant by I won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I won less than you, I wouldn't be able to say that. Then it would have been like, oh, you
know who's really won? The listening audience.
True.
Hearing this exchange.
Boy. Yes. That is true. You guys are so lucky.
Anyone who's stuck with us this long.
I don't know why you would.
Lucky, lucky
bastards. But if you happen to.
Yeah.
If you made the terrible, terrible error.
Well done. You've made it out to the other side.
I have no idea if that was fun to listen to or not.
I think it was.
I think it was.
I hope so.
I had a good time listening to it, certainly.
Any other podcast where, like, we're going to play who's the Jar Jar and who's the Obi-Wan, people are going to be like, not that fucking game again. They won't always be comic book based. Although.
But mostly.
Well, I think, I mean, in the, because Star Wars was based a lot on Joseph Campbell and the whole Hero with a Thousand Faces, and it's like a really set in stone sort of a thing. So a lot of stories kind of also take that same model.
Well, yeah, pretty much every story has like a mentor character.
Yeah.
That's in,
and especially with something kind of comic booky, even if it's not straight from a comic, but if it's like a high adventure sort of thing, yeah, it's probably going to find that.
So, Raul, did you have anything you wanted to talk about? You've been pretty quiet this whole podcast.
Yeah, no, just been here.
Just hanging out.
He has been here the whole time. I want to make that clear. Yeah. If you didn't hear him, he was here.
I want to tell a story, but I'm kind of worried about,
we can get to Kumite a little bit late. It's 7:30.
Yeah, it's 7:30.
I think we're okay.
I mean, I don't have to sign up tonight.
I don't want to rob you of that.
Well, just tell your story and then we'll...
You're headlining Kumite.
Yeah, you didn't hear that I won last night?
Oh, that's right.
I did hear.
I was there.
Oh,
nice.
I didn't realize they did it that way.
Yeah, that's like kind of the prize, I suppose. I don't have to get there super early.
If you win the entire...
Yeah, then you get a paid gig. Yeah, so I get to do the finals when that rolls around too. And I still can participate like next week, which I'll probably do. It's mostly the stage time that I'm after, not so much the spoils. You know, all the women and power that comes with a position like that. It's really just, it's gravy, isn't it? It's just, doesn't really count. The stage time is what really counts.
That's nice,
It's nice.
When
I'm not going to
throw themselves at you.
Right.
And you have more money than you can fit in like a house.
Right.
Oh, that's
boy,
great.
Let me get me started. Yeah. But is it the most important thing? I say no.
You know what it is? Getting 3 minutes at the Can Club.
Exactly. 3 minutes in front of a handful of people. Everyone whom I know by first name.
3 minutes to impress Seb Tower.
It's not easy to do.
It's not.
No.
Oh. I think you'd be impressed with my Black Widow argument.
Yeah.
Raul, what's your story?
You guys want to do story time?
Yeah, I would love to do story time. I wish I had my jammies, but...
New segment we're debuting.
Can I run out and get my jammies? I never
leave the house. Please. I mean, hurry quick, though.
Okay. I'm back.
Got it. Wow.
My jammies. Pajamas on.
No, these are...
It's a good onesie. I like that.
Thank you.
Batman? That's cool.
Thank you.
Batman is cool.
Yeah.
Glad we could establish that.
All right.
Story time. Let's see. Let me think of a story.
What? What? This is the worst segment ever.
It's a completely unprepared
boy, segment. Guys, get ready for this. Let me think.
I re-listened to our podcast. I remember we were talking about shower sex. And
I like the story already.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell a story about when you were listening to our podcast?
Yeah.
That story was great.
Great. Yeah. Great story.
Go on.
I remember I had shower sex this one time, and that's the end of the story.
No, oh, well, that was good.
That was a story.
You were right to build it up that much.
Yeah.
No, I had shower sex, and we were kind of winding down or whatever, and I got out of the shower.
Winding down?
I don't know how to explain that.
You smooth motherfucker.
So you...
Are you through yet?
Yeah.
About to towel off.
So I go to get a towel, and then downstairs I hear someone like coming, and we're home alone, and I was pretty young, so like this is probably something that I shouldn't be doing.
Whose house were you at? Yours?
It was my house. Okay. Yeah, it was my house, and I was pretty young, so this is something that probably my parents would not be approve of.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to get a towel, and I hear someone like come in, and then I put on a shirt, and I just have my towel on, and I go to kind of like check, and I see my parents come in, and like they can't see me because I'm just kind of like looking in the corner or whatever. So I see my parents come in, and I'm like, oh crap, like I gotta figure out a way to get my girlfriend out. But then I see my brother come in, and I'm like, oh crap, that's the next person that I gotta dodge. And then my grandparents come in, and I'm like, what? Oh, that's right, they were coming here today. And then I'm exaggerating like this much, but then some cousins came in, and then like the gardener, and like and the gardener is not the exaggeration part. Well, I would have kept going, but
the gardener
came in.
The gardener literally came in.
Yeah, the gardener literally came in. And so I'm like, oh shit! Like how am I? What the fuck? And so I go upstairs, and I had to tell my girlfriend like, hey, like we gotta like get you the fuck out of here because I don't want to get in trouble for this shit. And so. So what I do is, I kind of, like, leave her inside the restroom, the bathroom, and then...
Class.
And then, yeah, and then I put on some clothes. Yeah, I put on some clothes, and the gardener, like, he left, like, a ladder, and so I got the ladder, and I put it up to the guest room, so there's a ladder connecting from the backyard.
Are you sure this is
in
a Boy Meets World you want?
I know, right? No, this
was Clarissa Explains It All, right?
Yeah, this is an episode, I'm telling you guys an episode of Clarissa Explains It All. So I put that ladder on the room, and then I go upstairs, and then my parents like walk to their room, but their door is open, so they're like sitting on the bed, and so I have to like distract them while my girlfriend gets out of the bathroom and then climbs down this ladder to the backyard.
Oh my god. If I were her, I would have been like, fuck you, and walked out of your house through the front door.
And so she does that, and then I have to go downstairs and start like just inexplicably just closing the blinds. I'm just like, oh, it sure is hot today. Oh man, there's a lot of sunlight. And so I start closing the blinds while talking to my grandparents.
And then
downstairs.
The ropers came in.
Yeah. And then, so she, as I'm closing each blind, she's like walking like across the backyard. And then finally she jumps the fence and then she rings my doorbell. I'm like, oh, hey!
Hey!
Wow, what a coincidence! Just come on in, by. Look, everybody, she's here. You know, so.
Oh my god.
So that was a fun time.
How much trouble would you have been in if you had just both gotten dressed and walked downstairs and been like, hey, so. Cindy
we were
here.
Hanging out.
Yeah. Hanging out.
Well, I mean, her hair is like, well, I don't know. I didn't think it through. I was just.
Your answer is that didn't occur to me.
Yeah.
I didn't occur to us to walk.
I don't know. I think few of us wouldn't have panicked in that exact situation at that age.
How old were you?
I wouldn't have known at that age what that
15?
Was like.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
old were you when you lost your virginity?
15.
Okay.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
And. because we had already
comic books.
The thing is, we had already
I had a lot of comics to read.
Like we had already gotten in trouble for like messing around, pretty much, and so it's already like a thing that like, hey, like don't bring, you know, like you can't have your girlfriend go upstairs with you, like ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, and I knew that they were going to be out of the house at a certain time, so like, hey, come on over, and then you know we decided to have shower sex, and you know that was it.
I snuck in and out of a guy's house once or twice a week. Every week for about 2 years, only to find out that they knew pretty much the entire time, which I found out by the person's sister confronting me one morning upon sneaking out. One of the worst moments of my life.
Why would they just let, like, they didn't say anything about it?
By the way, how old was this?
It's a complicated,
it was last week.
It's a very complicated story. We were old enough. Yeah, I mean, old enough. It just, there's a lot of factors. There's a lot of reasons why I was sneaking in.
He was over 18.
Well, I'm glad you
you should be clear about that.
Yeah.
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 So in other words, too old to be sneaking women in and out of his house multiple times a week.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It was necessary. I'm not kidding. Yeah, I don't even know why I brought that up. I just thought it was funny that it was literally 2 years and... The entire time it was like
that is
yeah
that is forever to be doing that.
Oh yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Have you ever been caught like somewhere?
Almost caught.
I was caught once. My best friend's wife had a friend who her and I were seeing each other for about 45 minutes and she dragged me back to their apartment because she lived somewhere up in North County and I lived in El Cajon. Yes.
Wait, it was your best friend's wife?
My best friend's wife's friend.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
Much more acceptable.
It was my best friend's wife. Whoops. Did I let that slip?
Well, I think we could edit that out, I guess.
If you wouldn't mind.
We'll see if we get around to it.
So yeah, she dragged me back to there because she was staying at their place. And so she dragged me back there and we proceeded to tell secrets. And
aww.
Yeah. No, we were hella moaning. And oh.
That's much less cute.
And I kept saying, like, I'm like, you locked the door, right? She said, oh yeah, it's fine. And like, I knew the outside gate wouldn't, I was pretty sure I'd be able to hear him. Was not able to hear anyone. So Chuck just comes right in. Like, I'm like, you don't even jingle your keys when you walk in, dude. And they walked in like, oh, hi. We'll be in the bedroom. And so, and I, you know, I jumped up and I covered myself up with a throw pillow or something. And they just went, hmm. And they excused themselves as quickly as possible. And then once they got into the room and the door was closed, I was like, oof. And so I started to pull my pants back up. And she's like, what do you think you're doing? And I said, getting dressed. And she's like, I don't think you're quite finished yet. And I went, you know what? I don't disagree. Like, of course. Why would I stop now? So that was the embarrassing part was already over. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that was the only time I'd ever been walked in on. I did have one time when I was like 20 or so. We had this band called the Monos. We're staying at my apartment. And my girlfriend's home. I hadn't seen her for like a week, so she came over, and I was like, excuse me, gentlemen, I have to take this young lady into my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did the sex thing, and then I was sitting on the edge of my bed, and she opened the door to, like, go use the restroom. She got dressed and went to go use the bathroom. Just opens the door, and I'm just hanging out there. Tackle out. And one of the dudes walked past, like, oh, hi! And I was like, oh, hey, man. But then, I'm also like, yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah.
He knew what you were up to.
Yeah, probably. It's not, yeah, he's a grown man.
He was like, what? Yeah. Jimmy. You made a vow to God.
That's right. I'm glad he didn't bring that up, because that would have been embarrassing.
Oh, man. That's
explain the vow to God that I'd made.
He was like, Jimmy, your purity ring. Come on.
Yeah.
Exactly the type of situation you should be avoiding.
Have you ever been caught or almost caught?
You guys couldn't hear it, but Brittany looked at me like, no.
she means I'm very secretive.
Right. You're good at it.
I'm so careful.
I've never been caught.
Yeah.
I'm like a ninja. I'm like the Black Widow.
Exactly like the Black Widow. I can also operate a gun.
Sexy with a gun.
Yeah. Okay, so my dad's not allowed to listen to this episode.
He knows how to find it now, though.
No.
Okay.
I was in a Walmart parking lot.
Hmm. It's very romantic.
I don't remember why, but we were there, and she was... Is there a delicate way to... She was operating with her mouth on me.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Operating.
She was a surgeon?
Very romantic.
She was
a surgeon.
She was performing a procedure on me.
And, she a dentist?
Yeah, it's a dental assistant.
Okay.
And while that was happening, my car was running. We're in this parking lot. It's like
the car was running.
Yeah.
While you were being blown.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the engine was humming while I was getting the Hummer.
You'll be ready for anything.
Oh, gross.
Stretch. What if a car chase ensues? You don't want to be left.
Right. I wouldn't want to be caught with my pants down.
No, sir.
So while that is happening, you know, I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
I'm not noticing my surroundings, but I see this bright light appear to the left of me. It was not the cops. But it was a Walmart security professional.
Even more fearful than the police, yeah.
And he gave me the old roll down. He didn't see her, because our vehicles were the same height.
Uh-huh.
He gave me the old roll down your window motion, and slowly... As if I were in shock, I rolled the window down, and he said, "You know your car's running." I'm like, my response was verbatim, "Yeah." And then, as I was saying that, she rose up.
Oh man!
And looked at the sky.
That was bad timing. Yeah. Did she not hear him? She's like, "Oh, who's here?"
Maybe if I just explain the situation to him, he'll be totally cool with it.
Oh, no, I missed part. Before that happened, I was like struggling to get my words out, and he said, You speak English? That is so not the problem right now, my friend. Then she arose, uh-huh, as one does, and he's like, oh, you guys are doing fine, right? All right. Have a great night.
Well, we were.
He sped off into the darkness.
What a cool guy.
Yeah, that was nice of him. He could have made it.
He could have.
That actually did, now that you're mentioning that, when I was 19, that happened to me. I got caught making out with my girlfriend.
You got caught sucking some guy's dick in a parking
lot. Yeah, it was really embarrassing to have to explain to that guy's father. I used to date this girl that I used to work at Carl's Jr., and I used to date a girl who worked there, so we would go hang out after we got off work, and then we'd come back to, like, go see a movie or something, and then we'd come back and make out, and I drove a minivan, like all the cool 18-year-olds were.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we never actually did it, and then we felt weird, like, getting up to shenanigans in the parking lot of our own work. And I was like, hey, there's an elementary school right by my house. Mm-hmm. We could park in that parking lot because there's never any cars there at night.
The worst place.
And there's a reason there's never any cars there at night. So, and then we didn't actually, like, that night we were supposed to finally do it. And she didn't want it because she was on her period. And I didn't know exactly.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, girls. I would have been like, because, you know, eventually I was like, no, that's fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm hip, 21st century dude. I don't care.
Yeah, it's 2013.
So I was like, all right, fine. And so she was blowing me. And then, yeah, a cop came up and separated us.
Oh, he didn't let you finish.
No, he was a real asshole about it.
He wasn't like, hey, in 5 minutes I'm going to want to talk to you.
Called both of our parents.
Oh.
And then her parents made her break up with me.
Wow, super dick.
I was very upset. How old were you?
She listened to them? She didn't secretly see you?
No, that's kind of, yeah, exactly. Where's her sense of romance?
Right?
Was my point.
When has that forced breakup worked before? That's the first time in history.
I was the first time in history. It had to happen
like,
to me.
I love him more.
No, she
absolutely
did not.
That's what's supposed to happen, right?
I was crushed for years afterwards.
That
it took me a long time
I'm
to go
I'm still crushed about it. I just heard about it.
I've never been caught or anything, but there was one time that I had sex in my neighborhood.
Congratulations.
Just the one time.
Just the one time.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Sounded gross. Yeah. What I meant to. I meant that you should have your choice.
You seem like a really big whore.
So you did take my meaning. Okay.
You can at least six or seven
times.
That's
not what
life,
I meant
right?
at all.
So I was having sex in his car in my neighborhood, and it was probably like 3 a.m. or something.
Great time for it.
Yeah. And
it's
so.
3 p.m, I guess.
In a
car.
Well, okay, okay. So afterwards, I was completely naked, and I was in the passenger seat. And I fell asleep for a little bit. And I woke up at 7 a.m.
What? You were completely naked.
Completely.
He didn't even throw like a jacket over you or anything?
He was asleep too. When I woke up, he was still asleep. Mm. So I'm like, my dad could have driven by to work. Like any number. I'm sure several people walked by. People are early risers. Yeah. I mean, it was like the sunniest day.
And they're still telling that story to this day.
Talk about the early bird gets the worm, right?
That I went for a walk one morning. There was a naked lady in a car.
Yeah.
Yes, Phil, we've heard the story.
It wasn't in a secluded part of the neighborhood either. I mean,
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was... So I guess I probably was caught, just not to my knowledge. Yeah.
That's probably the best.
God damn it. That's
so
awesome.
Should we... you guys want to get to the open mic, or...
We should wrap it up.
I suppose probably wrap it up.
You guys want to plug anything you guys have coming
up? Oh, I do
up?
Actually have some plugs. Let me just bring them up on my plugs app.
Well, okay, we can start with... Raul and I are both on the same show.
Yeah.
The 26th?
This podcast will release after.
Okay, so come by.
When is this going to be out?
This is going to be out...
Tuesday after next.
25th of November.
Well, I don't know if then.
The 25th?
Yes.
So it's before.
Oh, you're right. Never mind.
Before the 26th,
yeah.
Right?
All
right. So the 26th, the day before Thanksgiving, Raul and I will be at the Comedy Palace in beautiful Claremont, California. I think it's in Claremont, right?
Claremont, yeah. Makes
also,
sense.
It's the 27th.
Is that a Tuesday? Or Wednesday?
No, it's
Wednesday.
Wednesday, 27th.
The 27th.
Yeah.
Okay, the day before Thanksgiving.
Let's start this over.
No, I'll be out of town.
Okay, my name's Jake. This is the Punsters. Yeah, so we're on that show the 27th, the day before Thanksgiving, at the Comedy Palace. If you want to go, we can get you on the guest. I will get you on the guest list.
I will get Fuck you on Rebel. The guest list better.
I will get you more on the guest list than him.
Stronger.
So. It's not a bringer or anything. We just
I get you.
It's a bringer. I don't know. Who's the headliner? Mark Christopher Lawrence.
Well, there's a headliner. So he's come a man. See that.
He's been on television. He's a comedian.
What's his name again?
You know.
They're Mark. Really, they're coming for Jake and Raoul.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good, except for our parts. Probably not going to be that great.
My parts going to be good.
The kind of attitude I want to hear.
Our parts are going to be great.
Great, that's right.
Yeah,
because you two are some funny bows. I'll tell you what.
Thank you.
Oh, James.
Yeah. Do you have anything?
Just saying that. I do. I have like shows this week, but by the time this airs, I think If I'm Loud or I'm Right will be available for download via the Point and Yell Productions website. We also have a Twitter, the handle of which eludes me at the moment, but
that is
be.
You and our previous guest Jeffrey Berner.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, Jeffrey Berner, who I believe broke your guys' cherries, did he not? Not to be
he
disgusting
did.
About
he did.
It.
He's our second episode,
but he was our is first he? Official yes. guest. So
sorry, yeah, the Justin. Twitter handle is at Louder and Right.
Louder and Right.
So yeah, and then my Twitter handle is at Jimmy the Worm, if you want to follow me there. For
and you should
the jokes that I tell on Twitter before I tell them on stage.
And if you end up having things to plug, we can always record it into the intro. So.
Oh, okay. I don't. Well, yeah. If I do.
Yeah.
Before then, yeah, I'll let you know. But I also write for SerialOptimist.com. If you want to head over there, I just started writing for them
cool.
last week, and I should have an article on Splitsider.com pretty soon as well. And if
Whoa.
You go to my blog spot, Attention Children. That'll have links to everything.
Jimmy, you're such a big shot.
Yeah, you have a lot of stuff.
I don't know. I do have a lot of stuff.
Had I known this before, I wouldn't have been able to talk to you like that.
That would put you in a large group of women. But yeah, I'm just keeping busy.
All right, cool.
Just killing time to like heal over.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, anybody, you can see us at the open mic at Shooters. If
that's right.
If you don't like comedy, you should
come out. Oh, and my band will be playing a show on December 5th.
December 5th?
That should come out.
What's your band called?
We're called The Stallions of Sound. I can't remember where it is, but if you find us on Facebook, it'll be on there. The Stallions of Sound, as in Stallions Joseph Stalin.
The nice. Joseph Stallions of Sound.
Yes, more or less.
Okay, cool.
So that's it. Right. Thanks, guys, again, for having me.
Thank you so much.
So fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
So much fun.
It's been fun.
Alrighty, guys, that's been the Punsters. Thank you guys for all for listening, for having a good time with us. I've been Rebel Zambrano.
I'm Brittany Herzbrunn.
I'm Jake Disharoon. Thanks to our guest, Jimmy Calloway.
Thank you guys again.
Thank you, Jake. Jimmy.
I'm leaving.
Thank you. You've made it weird now. The only girl in the room is left.
Happens all the time.
This is like every single night.
Have a great life.